current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to this week's segment of News Right Now, Strongest of Enmity. The Jewish entity and India have put their blood-dripping hands together in an agreement called the quote-unquote Investment Protection Agreement, which the Jewish entity is now eager to finalize. This agreement consists of protecting one another, allowing them to grant each other impunity for their discriminatory and illegal actions. Both countries will also profit off this agreement, for the economic ties between the two is also one of the Jewish entity's quote-unquote goals, stated by the Jewish entity's finance minister, Bezalel Smotrich. He also called India a quote-unquote true friend of Israel, a friendship that consists of about $4.7 billion annual economic relations, other than diamond trade. Not only that, India sends thousands of Indian workers to replace Palestinian workers in the construction industry. The Indian government said that both countries have a quote-unquote shared commitment to technological advancement, innovation, and entrepreneurship, which makes them quote-unquote natural economic allies. For even when India played a role of being quote-unquote pro-Palestine, it still supported the Jewish entity by having secret military relations with the Jewish entity's army. India was also importing weapons to the Zionist state, which helped sustain its military-industrial complex. And now India has shut down pro-Palestine protests in light of the Gaza war. This agreement is no surprise, for the hostility they both share towards Islam and Muslims is obvious. The genocide the Jewish entity is committing to the people of Gaza and the annihilation of the people of Palestine, the stealing of land and control over Masjid al-Aqsa, which is a blatant attack on all Muslims around the world. And India, like their ally, have occupied the Muslim land of Kashmir. In India, hate speech along with violence towards Muslims has become the norm, a norm that is systematic. Modi's time in office has led to changes in legislation that are unfair to the Muslims within India. For example, a citizenship law that excludes Muslim migrants, a law that led to deadly riots. After weeks of the law being passed, a right-wing Hindu mob chanted slogans and also damaged Muslim property and harassed Muslim residents. These riots led to the death of our Muslim brothers and sisters. The only reason they are able to get away with their hostility towards our brothers and sisters is because we do not have a shield to protect us. The Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been left with no security only due to the loss of the Khilafah. Instead, they make a covenant with one another against us, to strengthen one another, to take our lands, to kill our brothers and sisters, mothers and fathers, our elderly. India and the Jews are known for their cowardice, and their armies are nothing but paper tigers, that when faced with a Muslim army, they will scurry away. Remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned us of our enemies.
لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا.
Surely you will find the strongest of people in enmity to those who believe, the Jews and those who are polytheists. Surah Al-Ma'idah, Ayah 82. And our enemies, when they make the choice to attack us and shed our blood, steal our land, oppress our brothers and sisters, must be held with the obligated response, jihad. And this can only happen under the Khilafah al-Rashida, rightly guided caliphate on the method of prophethood. That is when we will gain our honor back once again, when the caliph mobilizes the armies to protect our brothers and sisters, putting an end to all the corruption they have committed in the land. Jazakum Allahu khairan. May Allah give us our rightly guided caliph to order the armies to move to liberate Kashmir and al-Masjid al-Aqsa, along with all of the Muslim lands. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.